The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us special guest, never had this on our show before, so I'm really excited. Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors, and we've been consistently a quality service award-winning office with Century 21. We have been appraising, listing, and selling property for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of it looking at the corners. And you can check the bank is building a new building. You can check on the weather. You can just... And we get 10,000 hits a month on this camera. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And remember, you can look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Did you know that, Pat?
Oh, of course. I'm very much into Pinterest.
Okay. Okay, Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. We're going to talk about natural gas. It's what you do. How long have you been in the natural gas industry, please?
I've been with UGI for 28 years, ever since I graduated from college. So
wonderful.
I must like it because I'm still here.
Yeah.
You like what you do, and that's great. So we're going to talk about natural gas. And let's start off with, how does natural gas compare to oil, electric, coal, propane? There's a difference.
Absolutely. And the way you do a comparison economically is through the BTU values of the fuel. So what we have on our website is a calculator where you could go on and put in the specifics of your home, such as the square footage, because the size of the home obviously affects the consumption. How many people are there? Because that will affect how much hot water is used. Is it old insulation, new insulation? So you put in a whole bunch of characteristics of your home and your life, and then you can get a detailed cost analysis. Just for some round numbers for average homes, let's just say, the equivalent cost of natural gas, if you would convert it to oil, let's say, is between $1.30 and $1.40 per equivalent gallon of oil. For propane, you're in the 85 to 95 cent per gallon range. And for electricity, the 3 to 4 cent per kilowatt hour range. So that's when you convert the cost of natural gas to the other fuels. Those are some round numbers, but to get specifics, I would go to UGI.com and then under choose gas, it's called the savings calculator. That's where you would put in the inputs specific to your situation.
I would think that gas is cheaper. Usually, right? I mean, I know it's cheaper than electric. I know it's a lot cheaper than electric.
Well, exactly. I mean, nobody can get electric for 3.2 cents, nor you're not really hearing oil prices at $1.30 per gallon either.
Right. We used to go to my friend's house, Bobby, if they're listening, up by Lake Wallenpaupack, and we go up there in the dead of winter and we turn the heat on. We'd have it on for 3 or 4 days, and then we would get in trouble because his father would get like a $90 heating bill. We used to, don't turn the heat on. That's what they used to say.
Well, natural gas is abundant, clean, and affordable. There's a lot of pros, but you can't get it everywhere. There's areas that just, it's not an option.
Correct. That's one of the hardest parts of my job is because our rates are so low, there's a lot of requests for natural gas. As a natural gas utility, we need to justify our investments to serve customers. And because our rates are low, it doesn't justify much of an investment. So to run long distances, sometimes it's just economically infeasible for someone to have to pay a contribution in aid of construction that's too high that would take into their savings. So what we have come up with is a program called Get Gas, and GET stands for our Growth Extension Tariff. Now, Get Gas was made because UGI had so many requests for natural gas service from areas that didn't previously have gas that we said we have to figure out something. So instead of looking at an individual customer's economics, we'll look at it a whole area and we'll say, okay, instead of we're getting one customer right now, here's the cost. We're going to say, all right, there are 100 customers in this area. Let's do an evaluation. What we assume is over a 12-year period of time, we'll probably get 70% of those homes eventually to convert, whether it's immediately or some people just wait till their system needs to be replaced. And then they say, hey, if gas is available, we think we'll get them then. So it's a longer term view that has a different set of economics that we've had a lot of success with. We're doing a big project right now in Tunkhannock. Tunkhannock is in the heart of the Marcellus Shale region and never had gas. So now we're running gas lines through the city of Tunkhannock. We did another project in DuPont, you know, smaller ones in Duryea. So we've had a lot of success with our Get Gas program.
Yeah, I saw you laying lines up on Waverly about a year or two ago. They had it all ripped up, and there was a street there they were putting the gas lines in. So that's good that they're getting gas to everybody.
How about Newton Ransom?
Oh, God, I hope they have it up there.
Okay, so are there incentives to convert?
Well, sure. What we have is most of our incentives are based around high-efficiency equipment. For example, I have some numbers here for you. And all this is also available on our website. But
and your website is?
UGI.com.
Simple. Very simple.
UGI.com. And there's links to all of the stuff that I'm going to discuss today.
Okay, great.
But for a furnace, you could get a $500 rebate. And it all has to be Energy Star equipment. So it's all for high efficiency. For a boiler, $1,500 rebate. Combination boiler, which means it not only will do your heating, it'll also do your hot water. Rebates up to $1,800 for that. Tankless water heaters, $400 rebates. So, you know, all our incentives are based upon people conserving. So it's not only for somebody looking to convert. It's also for somebody that may have an older gas unit that they want to upgrade to a high efficiency unit to lower their usage.
Well, it's not always a good idea to wait till that furnace boiler goes out, because you are, like you mentioned, you're losing that efficiency. So you're paying.
Right. You're paying a lot more every month. You had up at the office, there was, oh my God, it was electric hot air heat. And that meter used to spin around like a propeller when the heat would be turned on. And several years ago, we converted and they put a gas line in. And boy, it's worked out really well for us.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point. A lot of times when people go to our calculator, they'll put in, we use 800 gallons of oil per year, and then it'll do the calculations for you switching to natural gas. But what it doesn't take into account is if that, it's a very old oil boiler that's now it's dirty and it's only running at 60%, you could get an additional 30% savings by getting a high efficiency unit before you do the conversion to natural gas for the cost. So there are additional savings. It's not just a one for one because of the efficiency gains.
Now, are those rebates for residential homes or are they for commercial occupants as well?
The rebates that I just spoke about were for residential. However, we do have a range of commercial, if you'd like me to get into that as well. They're also on our website, but commercial boilers, commercial water heaters, kitchen fryers, steam cookers, pre-rinse spray valves, warm air heating units, steam traps. So we have an array of different kind of programs for commercial customers as well that you can also link on our website.
I don't believe they were available at the time we did our conversion. Are they retroactive? No, I'm kidding.
No, we're always
kidding. That's just a joke.
Let me ask you something. About 10 years ago, I remember gas bills we got at home were a lot more than we're getting now. And I know gas has gone down dramatically. Was that because of fracking, well, I hope?
Exactly. You know,
how much has it gone down?
Our rates right now residentially are approximately 40% lower than they were in the 2008 time frame.
I can't believe it. A utility that actually went down. Pinch me. Pinch me.
Well, all of that is due to the gas cost of natural gas, which is called the purchase gas cost. A utility bill, whether it's gas or electric, usually has two parts to it. You have the utility base rate charges, and then you have the commodity charges. So for the gas side, the commodity is the gas itself. On the electric side, it's the electricity itself. Both gas and electric utilities make money to run our operations off the base rates, which is the customer charge and the delivery charge. The commodity is separate. And the commodity is the part where if you want to get a supplier, you can go to a supplier. Otherwise, the utility acts as the supplier of last resort. So it was those supply costs that came down with the production of the Marcellus Shale. For many, many years, natural gas came from the Gulf of Mexico. That was the majority of where our gas came from. Interstate pipelines running straight north up the Mississippi River and then branching west to east to serve the East Coast. And the further you got away from the Gulf of Mexico, the more expensive your gas was because you had to have those distribution and capacity charges to get the gas here. Now, with the supply of natural gas being right here in Pennsylvania, we are literally the lowest priced gas in the country, probably in the world.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, something else I heard on, I was watching a business channel. They're saying with the increase of oil in this country, of shale oil that they're having in Texas, they're saying that a natural byproduct of it is the natural gas. So the more oil they pump, the more natural gas they have. So not only are we getting more gas from the Marcellus Shale, but they're probably pumping more natural gas down there in Texas. I mean, it's bad for the gas company. You guys aren't making the money you were, but I mean, it's excellent for the customer.
Actually, you're exactly wrong.
I'm wrong. All right. I like to be wrong sometimes. Yeah. I'm married 20 years. I'm wrong all the time.
No.
I've never heard you admit that.
I'm just teasing you a little bit.
You can tease me. It's all right. You're married, too. You understand.
I have it now on a recording.
Yeah, that's all right.
And
I'm going to
have to delete playing.
This
one. I have to keep playing that back.
Now, the reason why low gas costs benefit a gas utility is because people then want to convert to natural gas. When I talked about the two parts to your gas bill, the base rates and the commodity for a utility is a pass-through. So whether you buy it from us as the supplier of last resort or you choose a third-party supplier, those are pass-through costs. We make our operations off the delivery charges and the customer charges. So that part really hasn't changed. You know, that actually goes up over time as our costs increase. But the commodity, which is the pass-through, came down. So that means the overall cost of somebody's bill has come down substantially.
Yes.
Which increases our demand. So we serve more people at a lower cost, but the volume is where we make the money because we transport the gas. So that's why it was the greatest thing ever to happen to a natural gas utility, especially here in Pennsylvania, because we have the product now that everybody wants.
Yeah, I would rather have, I mean, we have natural gas, but oil, the price fluctuates. There's a lot of maintenance that has to go on with the equipment and things that have of that nature. So I prefer natural gas.
Well, you know, for many, many years before Marcellus Shale, the costs of oil and natural gas tracked each other.
Yes.
All right? Because they were very heavily influenced from foreign markets. With the increase of the domestic production of natural gas now, they've diverged. So gas and oil don't track each other. So many years, we would sell natural gas on the other benefits, which is it's cleaner, you pay for it after you use it, has a multitude of uses, you know, cooking, pool heaters, grills, fireplaces. So you have all those other benefits. That's what we sold for many, many years until the price plummeted so far that people didn't really worry about the other benefits because the savings were always there. So those other benefits are still there, but they're just outweighed by the incredible savings of using natural gas.
With us today is Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. How does someone get in touch with UGI on the internet and by phone, please?
Well, on UGI.com, you could actually, there's a live chat feature if you'd like to try that, or you could call us at 1-800-276-2722. That's the UGI general number. So through the internet, you can send us an email. There's a link to our email.
And a lot of good information.
Yeah, lots of good information on that website.
Okay, we're headed towards a break. But before we go, I'd like to welcome to my office Kimberly Pizzanti. She's a longtime realtor. She's been serving our area as a realtor since 2007. Kimberly brings a strong knowledge of the local real estate housing market and is committed to delivering the best customer service possible. And she bases that customer service on the needs of each individual client. We're so excited she's part of our dedicated team. A big, huge welcome to Kimberly Pizzanti. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back with Don Brominski, Business Development Director of UGI. This is a treat, Don. Thank you for being here with us. We haven't ever had this. How long have we been doing this, Pat?
Seven years.
Okay. We've never had UGI on. And this is fabulous information.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that very much.
And you've been with UGI for 28 years.
Correct.
So you know it all. You've seen it all.
I wouldn't say. I've seen a lot. I don't know about it all.
But you know a lot. So we've had a great first half discussion with you. And second half, I'd like to talk about energy saving tips maybe that you have for our listeners, please.
Sure. I think the easiest one that anyone could do is keep your filter changed so that your furnace can operate efficiently and keep the air clean. Anything above that, I would probably recommend going to a professional to do an annual cleaning. You want to make sure that you're getting the efficiency that your unit can operate at.
So how often should people think about that, doing filter changes?
Filter changes you could do every 3 to 6 months. An annual cleaning by a professional is recommended to keep it operating and keep it safe as well. Make sure everything is operating well. Make sure your unit is venting well. That's one of the most important safety tips that you can have, is make sure that your chimney is open and there's nothing clogging it, because that is the most dangerous thing of any combustion unit is carbon monoxide, which is usually caused by a blocked chimney or something like that. Some other tips for saving money, obviously, the obvious ones, insulation. Make sure that your roof, your ceiling is insulated in your attic, walls, new windows, always a good idea. If you have older windows, consider replacement windows. You could save a lot of energy that way as well.
My dad worked for Con Edison a long time ago, and we lived in the Rockaways. And we moved into this house and it had electric heat. I would say, Dad, I says, I'm cold. He'd say, put on a sweater. That thermostat,
that's one way to
that thermostat wasn't getting moved for anything.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned thermostats because I mentioned we have rebates on those, but that is a huge way to save money is when you go away for work, you set your thermostat for those work hours to go down a few degrees so that your unit isn't running during the day. You turn your unit, you know, you set the time so the unit comes on before you come back home. You come home to a nice, warm, cozy house, but you weren't heating it the whole day when you were away. Knock it back at night, obviously, for more, you know, comfortable sleeping. But a thermostat, a smart thermostat, can definitely save a lot of money.
That's how we have our thermostats programmed at home, that they go down while we're gone. And so on the weekend, if I happen to be home during the hours I'm usually gone, I like the override button. Well, I'm always turning it up, especially when Pat goes out. I go,
yeah, I go in. I go, how'd this thermostat get up to 72?
No idea.
What's going on in here?
Well, these new smart thermostats, you can actually link through your phone, so you could control it remotely as well.
Yeah. Well, we're a little leery of all those smart devices because we had a guy, we had the internet security guy on, and he was like, if you have too many gadgets in your house, he says, you'll leave a lot of open portals for people to get in from the internet. So we're leery about using all of those little gadgets in the house.
But that's a wonderful thought.
Yeah, sure. I'll be up at the office and I'll be turning the heat down on it. How did the thermostat get turned down to 68?
There you go.
Maybe we should get one of those. There you go.
I'll just turn the fireplace way up. There's always a loophole, right?
As long as it's a natural gas fireplace.
It is.
Yes. Okay, so can we talk about your rebate programs?
Sure. We could go back to the rebate programs if you'd like. Smart thermostats are a $100 rebate for a smart thermostat. Again, like I said, programmable thermostats. Furnace rebates, $500. Boilers, $1,500. Combination boilers where you can get high efficiencies because you have one unit doing both your domestic hot water and your hot water heating.
Is this a conversion or a replacement if I go and get a new one? Do I have to convert? Or
no, as long as they meet the high efficiency standards, it can be a replacement or a conversion from another fuel.
Oh, it could be a replacement. Oh, okay.
Right, right. So if you're already a gas customer and you want to go to a higher efficiency unit, those rebates will still apply.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting.
Yes, yeah. That's good.
Good information. I thought it was wise to revisit that. Maybe you can answer this, Don. I hope you can. What is the most efficient gas unit? The hot air, the hot water baseboard, or the steam with the radiators?
Good question.
I think you can achieve the highest through a hot air system because there's more ways to recapture the heat. But both of them are in the high, you can get them in the high 90% efficiency. So it's not much of a difference. You can get a very efficient, whether it's hot water, steam, or a furnace.
Well, we used to have, and where I lived at one time, we had steam gas. This thing was as big as a Volkswagen in the basement. It was huge. And then they came in and they did a conversion, and it looked like they replaced it with a suitcase. So
we gained all of that room.
We gained all of that space.
Well, you know, we're talking about efficiency pipes. When you have steam pipes, make sure they're wrapped in your basement because you don't want all that heat that you're generating that's supposed to be going to your upper floors heating an unfinished basement. So that's, you know, that's another efficiency tip. You want to get the heat to the space that you want to heat.
And wrapped with what?
It used insulation. To be. You could go to any home improvement store.
Not asbestos.
Not asbestos. No.
I don't even think you could if you wanted to.
A lot of the homes that we go into have that asbestos wrap.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The older homes, the 80-year-old, 100-year-old homes, they still have that asbestos, but they have other products out there to insulate those and wrap those with. What about the budget plan? That's a huge benefit a consumer of UGI utilities has. Can we talk about the budget plan?
Sure. It's very simple. Basically, if you would call to put yourself on a budget, we'll look at 12 months of usage, add it up and divide it by 12. So you'll pay equal payments over the 12 months, which avoids very low bills in the summer and higher bills in the winter. throughout the program. Like, let's just say it's a much colder winter. At some point, you might have a little bit higher budget. They would change the budget bill, but we try to keep those changes minimal. And then at the end of the year, there would be a minor true up. That's the goal. Is the goal is that you never have a true up, that it's adjusted throughout the year on a quarterly basis, so that you play a flat fee throughout the year.
And you know, every month you have so much.
Right. There's no surprises. I mean, that, you know, you're paying an extra $100 in heating because it was a freezing cold winter or something like that.
Right. On the bill, it will show you what you've paid so far and what you've used, so you can see if you're ahead or behind. You know, obviously you pay more than you're using in the summer, but less than you're using in the winter. It's just an easier way to budget, and it's convenient.
Makes sense. And I know that a lot of people take advantage of that. So that's a wonderful feature that UGI offers a consumer. Homeowners looking to sell, many prospective buyers want an idea of utility costs, but they can't call UGI and get an idea of what a heating cost would be for a property. Only owners, those that pay the bill, can actually call UGI. But you will offer a consumer of yours, the owner of that property, you will give them a service and do a printout for the last 12 months of their heating costs, right?
That's correct. We can send them an itemized bill, but all that information is also on your regular bill. It tells you by month, actually, how much gas you consumed. So if you don't have a recent bill handy, you could call into UGI at 1-800-276-2722.
Yeah, that's a very handy tool, because many times people will walk in, and one of the questions, if they're a serious buyer, is, well, what is the heating bill? You know, how much does it cost a month to heat this place? So it's good to know that that information is available through you. I mean, because I don't keep my bills. I mean, lots of times
I just toss the bills. That's what I was just about to say. So many people don't keep their bills. I do.
Yes, you're very organized. You're the exception to the rule,
right,
I think.
But most people just pitch it. They pay it and throw it out. So, you know, when we go back and ask them for their utility costs for the last 12 months, they do have to call UGI usually and get some sort of printout. And it takes time, a week or two, for it to get back to us. But it's information that they can obtain.
Yeah, or if they're selling a house for a family member who's no longer in the house, you know, they don't have this information. So it's good to get it, to be able to get your hands on it.
Well, a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, they're nervous about everything that they have to spend, taxes, insurance, mortgage payment, and yes, their utilities. So they need to know monthly what to expect.
Sure. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention is home values of homes that have natural gas historically are higher than homes that don't have natural gas.
And I will give that to you. Okay. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yes, because when I'm doing a market analysis and I see electric heat, I'm comparing a house with electric heat or oil heat, I do always give that one with the natural gas a little more on the value. So, excellent point. Don Brominski, Business Development Director with UGI, and anybody can get information from UGI.com, or they can call your 1-800 number, which is
1-800-276-2722.
And will you come back next week so we can talk more about natural gas?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Who will be buying in 2019? You want to know?
Yes, I want to know. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know. I can see that. It's this is now from Realtor.com. The site analyzed the names on home sale deeds to determine what demographics saw home purchasing increases and what to expect in 2019 and beyond. And this is nationwide. This is not just in Pennsylvania. More than a quarter of the fastest growing names on housing deeds were traditionally Hispanic names last year. The top overall names on deeds continued to be male, but saw decreases of 3-5%. The data found that single women are one of the most rapidly growing demographics in the housing market. The report also found that buyers with millennial names grew 5.3%, while those names associated with Gen X increased 0.8%, and both Boomer and Silent Gen names dropped. Women, Hispanics, and millennials saw a surge in home purchases last year. If these buyers can continue to break through the affordability barrier, they are likely to make up a larger share of owners than ever before and dominate the market for years to come. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.